Well, praise the Lord. This is Mick Hoff at New Life Church. I'm coming to you today with the Battleground of the Mind, Part 2. Every human being has the same enemy, the devil. We all have to fight him with faith. One of the main battlegrounds is the mind. So if you're having trouble with your mind, with your thought life, don't think you're weird or strange. We're all going through the same battle. So since we have to go through this battle, let's learn how to do it and how to win. Now, if you're driving a car down the street and feel like the car is going out of control, put your hands back on the steering wheel. Take control. It's the same with our minds. We take back control. We control our thinking. Like we said in part one, every thought that comes into your mind isn't your own. There's God trying to influence us with good thoughts. And there's an enemy trying to influence us with bad thoughts. Remember, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You can become what you think. So you want to think wisely. Also, we're not going to just let the devil use our minds for a trash can for his thoughts. We ask the Lord to help us stand at the door of our mind like a policeman, examining every thought to see if it's worthy to enter the precious mind God gave us. If it's good, we can take it, develop it, and meditate on it. If it's not, out loud we say, that's not my thought. I bind that thought and take it captive in Jesus' name. Then speak out loud the life words of God, that is truth. So if the thought lie was, nobody likes you, nobody cares for you, you can say, no, that's not true. The Bible says, I am accepted in the Beloved. The Bible says, Jesus so loved me that he died on the cross for me. Always answer thought lies with the word of God out loud. You're not without help. The Lord is always with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So if you don't know what to say back, say, Lord, what should I say to that? In the meantime, while you're waiting to hear, you just start praise the Lord. That's a good thing to do. Remember, singing praise to God is a powerful weapon. It lifts you up in joy and drives the enemy away. Of course, most important of all, to get the Lord's help, we must be born again. You do that by asking Jesus to come in your heart, be your Lord and Savior, forgive your sins, wash you, cleanse you, make you pure, and you believe that God raised from the dead, then you have a right to get your prayer answered. So you see, it's very important to know what the Bible says. It is one of our main weapons that we fight with in this battle of the mind. It is the sword of the Spirit. It's like a toolbox. With just a couple of tools in the toolbox, you're not that efficient of a workman. With a lot of tools, you can do great things. And the Bible is full of good tools. We put them in our heart, and we can be supernatural blessings with that toolbox. The Bible is God's thoughts. It is living word. It is actually supernaturally alive. By daily Bible study, even if you just start with a chapter a day, you can start growing up and becoming the overcomer God created you to be. Start in Matthew, start in the New Testament, just do at least a chapter a day, but you probably want to do more after that than just one is so addicting, it's so wonderful. And you need to do that because there are things to overcome in this life. And God has given us everything in the Word of God to be the overcomers He called us to be and win every battle. So that we can either lay down, let the enemy and problem run over us and overcome us, or we can pick up our sword of the Word of God and fight and be the overcomer and win. Personally, I think winning is more fun, especially since He gave me everything to do it. He's given us everything to win, plus He's with us to help us. I say we're destined for victory. With the Lord, you always win if you don't give up. The Bible helps us know who we really are in God. It reveals His great love for us. It tells us all He has already given us and done for us. It teaches us how to handle the situations and circumstances in life the right way. Here's a list of confessions of faith that Pastor Rick gave us. These are all derived from the Word of God. You can say them along with me if you want. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am lifted up with Him and seated with Him in the heavenly places. I am filled, led, and marked by His Spirit. I have redemption, forgiveness of sins. I know the mystery of His will. He has given me authority to win over all the power of the enemy. He chose me before the foundation of the world. I no longer walk or talk or act like this world. I am renewed in the spirit of my mind, so I walk in unity with other believers. I walk in faith. I walk in health. I walk in wisdom. I walk in love. I'm only what the Word of God says I am. I'm a child of the living God. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. He is my God and Savior. He lifted me up. He set my feet on a rock. He made my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song to my God. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. I have love. I have joy. I have peace. I have long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I am equipped. I am free. I am dangerous to the enemy and valuable to the kingdom. I am an overcomer. I am a conqueror. I am a warrior. And I make good confessions before many witnesses. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that's a good list. That last one about making good confessions is essential. It is an extremely important part of our success. Speaking good things on purpose, speaking the answer, not the problem. Speak God's word over situations. The words you say can make you or break you, so speak good words. Let's talk more about thoughts. Remember, every thought that comes into your head isn't yours. Just because a bad thought comes into your mind doesn't mean you're terrible for having it there. I remember hearing a minister say a long time ago, it went approximately something like this, the devil will throw dirt or mud on your wall and then turn right around and accuse you of having a dirty house. If he tries to put a bad thought in your mind and then tell you how terrible you are for having it, out loud you just tell him, that's not my thought, devil. I bind that thought and take it captive in Jesus' name. And when a person takes the thought and starts entertaining it, that's when you get in trouble. But even then, as soon as you catch yourself slipping like that, stop playing with that thought. Repent, confess to God you did it. He knows it anyway. But we confess it anyway. We repent. We ask him to help us not play with it anymore. Bind that thought out loud and take it captive in Jesus' name. Like someone said, you admit it and quit it. After you've settled that with God, you are good to go, because he casts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness and doesn't remember them anymore. That's what we need to do with them. So since it's forgiven and forgotten by God, we stand with that knowledge to fight the enemy's thoughts about that sin. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if he comes to tell you how bad you are, trying to condemn you with a bad thought, tell him that verse. Say, devil, haven't you read Romans 8:1? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, because you are in Christ Jesus, you quit walking after the flesh. You repented, you turned, and walked after the Spirit. You are not guilty now. You are righteous, clean, as if you never sinned. That's what the blood of Jesus does for us. Isn't that great? Praise God. So the sooner we catch bad thoughts and get rid of them, the better. It gets easier and easier. You can get really good at it. You don't even want to ever waste any time thinking about wrong things. This is a true spiritual warfare as described in 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You see, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We don't fight against people. It's the enemy behind them. And it goes on to say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now you can use this, any of this or all this, when you're fighting these thoughts. We protect and maintain our thought life. We guard it by thinking right thoughts and speaking right thoughts and weeding out the bad ones. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, and it becomes a sword when we speak it out of our mouths. We see that example of Jesus when he comes toward the end of Revelation out of the sky with a sword out of his mouth and destroys enemies. That's his word coming out of his mouth. Here's a good confession prayer for us. Thank you, Lord, you always help me overcome all the lies of the devil. I'll say that again. Thank you, Lord, you always help me overcome all the lies of the devil. Always be eager to ask the Lord for help. He's there with you for that. Let him lead you from the inside. That's where he lives. What we believe is a big part of who we are. So guarding our minds keeps good belief structures intact. Daily Bible study strengthens and builds them. Another thing to govern is our self-talk. You have a lot of self-talk going on during the day inside of you. Keep an eye on that. Don't let fear, wrong thoughts, or worry, or anything else pollute that, making it negative. If you catch it going negative, stop it, correct it. Speak what's right, then just start speaking out loud what is good, right, what you want, what you're believing for. Then think good thoughts on purpose. Now, thoughts start a progression in people's lives. I believe this is the correct order. It goes from thoughts to beliefs to words to actions to habits to values to destiny. So you can see the importance of thinking and acting on right thoughts. It can change your whole life and your destination. No wonder the enemy tries to fight us there. Even more, you can see the importance of keeping wrong thoughts out and thinking and speaking good things. The Bible has a lot to say about thoughts. In Genesis 6:5, we see it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Now there's an example, it seems, of people not guarding their thought life. It says in 1 Chronicles 28:9b, "For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of our thoughts." He knows the intentions of our thoughts. Since he knows what we think, we can't hide it. So, honesty is the best policy with God. He also knows you're fighting an enemy. So if you resist the devil and his thoughts and ask God for help, you too are an unbeatable team. Psalm 33:11 says, "For the thoughts of the Lord's heart stand forever." Psalm 40 verse 5 said, "God's thoughts toward us are great." Psalm 94:11 says that the Lord knows the thoughts of man, so we know nothing is hidden from the Lord. Psalm 139:17 says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them!" Psalm 139:23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Those are good verses to pray to Him, and that can have Him really help you get on and stay on the right path. We give Him access when we ask. Proverbs 12:5 said, "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit." Proverbs 24:9 says, "The thoughts of foolishness is sin." Here's a good one. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." That's the King James Version there. The Amplified reads this way, "Roll your works upon the Lord, commit and trust them wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed." When we commit our lives to God with our hearts and mouths, it gives Him the opening He was looking for to move in our lives. He knows and sees all, and that includes what we don't know and see. So we gratefully trust Him to pave the way for our victory. Words are powerful, and so are even our thoughts. Let's look at some more scriptures and see. Proverbs 30:32 says, "If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth." So if an evil thought comes into your mind, your hand over your mouth will keep you from saying it. Saying it can start the ball rolling to create the destruction the evil thought was sent to make. Like we said before, get rid of that thought right away by binding it in Jesus' name and render it powerless. Ecclesiastes 10:20 says, "Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings will tell the matter." Now how that spells exactly is another subject, but did you notice it says not to think the bad or speak it? Keeping your mouth shut has a lot of value at times in not allowing that thought to be thought. In allowing it, that thought not to be thought, you have to get rid of it right away. And that'll help you not to speak it too. You wouldn't dump your kitchen trash can on your table while you're eating dinner, not even for a second. So likewise, we don't let the devil dump his trash thoughts in our minds, not even for a second. Isaiah 14:24 says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." As we grow up getting stronger in the Lord, that's how it's to work with us. We take the good thought and by faith bring it to pass. Ezekiel 38:10 says, "Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought." This is speaking about Gog, a nation or a group of nations that are being set up for destruction. God spoke of it long before it will come to pass, and it will come to pass. But did you notice the process, the progression of destruction? It says, "Things shall come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought." Things came into the mind, the evil thought was thought upon, then acted upon, and that sealed their destruction. This is what we want to avoid. You can see how this process ended terribly. If you read the rest of Ezekiel 38, you can see more how that story ended if you like. Isn't that great, the wisdom we have from the Word of God? Proverbs 4:23 says, above everything else, guard your heart, because from it flow the springs of life. See how important that is? It says, above everything else, guard your heart. That sounds like the top of the list to me. By guarding and protecting our thought life, we are protecting our hearts. We weed out the trash so it doesn't get down into our hearts. Praise God, we avoid our wellspring of life getting polluted. Proverbs 21:5 said, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. So add diligence to your pure thought life, and that leaves you having plenty. In Isaiah 55:7, the word says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And those wrong ways and thoughts are just distractions and deception that were sent from the enemy. Isn't it great? A person can get rid of his own wicked ways and unrighteous thoughts, return to the Lord, and he'll welcome him back with mercy and pardon. What a great God. And it gets better from there. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So since that is true, the Lord gave us 66 books in the Bible to help us know God's thoughts and his ways, and rise up to them so we can have those higher ways and thoughts of his. He lives within us to help us have them. Then we can enjoy all the blessings and goodness he described in verses 10 through 13 and the rest of his word. In Jeremiah 6:19, the word reads, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Here we see the results of having bad thoughts, taking them as their own, acting upon them, then reaping the destruction. Disobedience and rebellion reap a harvest no one really wants. The devil's rebellion reserved his spot in the lake of fire for him. Here's some good ones in Jeremiah 29:11-13, where the Lord says, for I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end, or a future and a hope, as another version said. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. See, the Bible said he had good thoughts toward us, and they're all good and for our good. He's such a great God and loving Father. Now Matthew 15:19 says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. Remember we said earlier to stop those bad thoughts in the mind, cut them off, not think on them, and thus protect our hearts so they don't get down there and pollute the wellspring of life. See how bad the pollution was and what it caused in that verse, that all those bad things come out of the heart? That was a polluted wellspring. How wise to be serious about guarding our thought life. And you can do it. You know, as bad as those things are in that verse, in that person's heart, a truly repentant heart can touch our loving God, who will bring us back to him restored. What a loving, great Father. It's never too late as long as you're breathing, praise God. Although waiting to the last minute is not very wise, especially since you're not even guaranteed one more minute of life. Talking about how good God is, in Ephesians 3:20 it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to his power that is at work within us. I believe I can ask to think some pretty big things. But he even wants to do far more than that for us and through us, and he's put his power in us to do it. Wow, that's big. Now let's look at Hebrews 4:12 in the New Living Translation. It says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joints and marrow, and it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The word is so powerful, it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Yes, it's living, active, and powerful. And you know, if those thoughts and desires get exposed and they're not good, we can change them. That's one of the good benefits of having it exposed. We can change it. And if it's good, we can build on it. Praise the Lord. Amos 4:13 said, it says God reveals his thoughts to mankind. He definitely does this through his word. But did you notice that all the creation speaks to us, telling us of the greatness and glory of God? How great is God? The heavens declare the glory of God. In several verses, the Bible talks about take no thought, or take no thought saying. Now, when a person takes the wrong thought, say a fear thought, for instance, taking it, thinking on it can start a person worrying. Worry is actually meditating on what a person fears, which can actually work against them, even helping make it come to pass. Fear is actually a person's faith perverted and turned into fear. So since faith is unlimited in power, you don't want one of your most powerful weapons turned against you to hurt you. It starts in the thought life. Fight it with faith. Speak against it even if your knees are knocking. That's just a symptom. Thoughts are going to come. We measure them. If they're good or bad, we decide what to do with them. You definitely want to avoid worry. It can start the ball rolling in a wrong direction. Someone said one of the definitions of worry is to lacerate by biting. You don't want worry and fear to destroy you by eating you up on the inside and or opening up the door to sickness and disease. Just taking the thought and thinking it is bad enough. But remember, the Lord said, why take ye the thought saying? If you start saying the bad thought of fear or whatever it is, you multiply the chances of it actually happening by speaking it, because there's so much power in our speaking. Stop thinking, pray first. Ask the Lord for direction for any and everything. He'll give you wisdom and the right thing to say or whatever help you need. He has such great wisdom. He can help you out of any trap the enemy tries to get you in. Walk close to him. Who's going to harm you when Jesus is standing big around you and in you? Be strong and constant in prayer. You'll be like a battery plugged into a battery charger, always fully charged. The Holy Spirit told someone I know one time, prayer is the water that washes our thoughts clean. Let me say that again. Prayer is the water that washes our thoughts clean. Isn't that great? We've got a built-in cleansing system. Praise the Lord. Be strong in prayer. Remember, don't say everything that comes into your mind. Remember, don't think on everything that comes into your mind. Examine it. Deal with it quickly. If it's bad, get rid of it quickly. If it's from God and it's good, keep it. Think on it long enough to turn it into a memory. Always remember, you're not weird or strange if you're having trouble with thoughts in your mind. Every human being has the same problem, the same enemy. Now, if you want to win this battle, walk as close to God as you can. Pay attention to what you've just been listening to. Also, you're not guilty or terrible for having a bad thought in your mind. Not every thought there is yours, but what you do with each thought makes a difference in winning this battle or not. There are a lot of good resources out there on this subject. Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, and Francis Frangipane. They all have good material on the mind. I'm sure there are other people too, but you want to be very picky about what you choose. Now, here's some wisdom I'd like to share with you. Here's a trap that I'd like to help you avoid. Some people say and think that they can't forgive others, but that's not true. And here's how you can really forgive and be free. What you do, you make a firm decision, which is an act of your will, which is very powerful. Even write it down and date it if you want to. Take it to God and say, Father God, I choose to forgive so-and-so, and actually everybody. You should forgive everybody. I set my will in my decision. I forgive them in Jesus' name. Then it is actually done. The forgiveness is in the decision. It's complete. Now later on, when thoughts come about that person, that dirty dog, they did this, they did that, you say, nope, I forgave them. I'll not think that thought. See, those thoughts are from the enemy. They're trying to get you back in the cage of unforgiveness. It's not you in unforgiveness. You forgave the decision. It's a done deal. It's just thoughts. So you catch those thoughts. That's not you. Isn't that good news? So don't entertain. Say, no, I forgive them. Then if you really want to go one up and win, say, matter of fact, I forgave them. But matter of fact, I'm going to pray for them. Lord, bless sister or brother so-and-so. Lord, help them love you with all the heart. Forgive them. Help them. I just encourage them, Father. Bless them. Help them. Boy, I tell you what, you get on God's good side, you start praying for your enemies. He likes that. Because that's what he needs. Those people need help. So here's another thing, too. Don't ever consider suicide. You remember when you was real little and your family had company over and things were in the living room and kitchen, boy, everything was real happening and exciting. You were supposed to go to bed early, but you did your best to keep your eyes open and stay awake because you didn't want to miss anything good. Well, listen, God has so many good things waiting for you in this life and in the life to come. You don't want to miss out on something good, do you? Don't let the devil trick you out of those blessings. He'll be stealing them from you. You were created for a special purpose. Do your best to find it and do it. Even if things seem bad, it can all turn around in an instant. Try doing what the Lord has been telling me to share with you here. Get that thinking problem straightened out. Come on over to New Life if you need help. People will help you there. Your best days are ahead of you. Now, here's some confessions for your mind protection that you say them along with me now if you like to. We have these on a sheet we can give to if you like. Thank you, Lord. You give me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. See that? We got a sound mind. We don't have a messed up mind. We got a sound mind. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You teach me all things. You bring all things to my remembrance. Thank you, Lord. I have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. My memory is blessed. You said the memory of the just is blessed. Thank you, Lord. You give me a mind of quick understanding. Thank you, Lord. You restore my soul, which is my mind, will, and emotion. Thank you, Lord. You protect and guard my spirit, soul, which is my mind, will, emotion, and body. I'll never lose my mind my whole life long. I'll be sharp, bright, quick, with a great memory. I can learn anything I need to learn. I can understand anything with the Lord's help. I'll not think the devil's thoughts. I think God's thoughts. I think good thoughts. My mind is blessed. Remember I said your best days are ahead of you. These are exciting times to live, especially for those who keep the switch of faith turned on. Remember, praise can and will win the battle. Jesus loves you so much. Don't quit on him. He won't quit on you. You are the apple of God's eye, and you are special to him. He loves you so much.